Remove the applicator device from its sealing plastic foil. Open the end as shown in the picture. While holding the tube, gently pull the plunger out of the back of the applicator's outer tube until you hear one click. Keep pulling it gently until it comes to a stop. You should not pull the plunger past the second click. If this happens, there's a helpful guide explaining how to clean and reload the applicator later in this video. Take a vaginal tablet from the separate blister pack and place it firmly in the holder of the applicator's end, the wide end. The applicator's wide end has small teeth that hold the tablet in place. The vaginal tablet should be pushed into the wide end of the applicator device until it is fully inside and the teeth are holding the tablet securely. If the tablet is not fully inserted into the applicator, it will not be held securely and may fall out during administration. Insert the applicator carefully into the vagina. Stop when you can feel some resistance, normally once it's about 8 to 10 centimetres or 3.25 to 4 inches into the vagina. Release the vaginal tablet by gently pushing the end of the plunger past the second click until it stops and the plunger meets the end of the applicator tube. This releases the tablet. The tablet will stick to the wall of the vagina straight away and will not fall out if you stand up or walk. After use, the applicator should be pulled apart into its constituent elements, tube and plunger, and cleaned according to the following procedure. Withdraw the plunger from the applicator. Clean both parts, tube and plunger, with mild soap and rinse with warm tap water for 5 seconds. Rinse the tube's inner and outer surface. If necessary, remove larger amounts of remaining water from both parts, tube and plunger, by shaking off the water. Air dry both the tube and the plunger on a clean surface, for example, on a paper towel. Reintroduce the plunger into the applicator tube for subsequent uses. To reload the applicator after cleaning, the plunger should be pushed into the outer tube until one click is heard, not two clicks. The plunger is now in the correct position to insert a new vaginal tablet. In the correct position, the gap between the end of the plunger and the end of the outer tube is approximately 10 millimetres, that's 1 centimetre or half an inch. If the gap between the end of the plunger and the bottom of the outer tube is less than this, the tablet cannot be fully inserted into the applicator. The vaginal tablet will not be held securely in the applicator and may fall out during administration. After the applicator has been used up to 24 times, you should throw it away in the household waste or recycle it. A new applicator should be used with every new pack of Vagirux.